the Andy Zanka Youth News.
Colorado Governor John Hickenlooper announced that he is using grant money to create a senior advisor to the governor position focused on issues related to aging. The grant funds come from the Next 50 Initiative and will provide $450,000 to fund the position for 3 years. The new position will coordinate the state's efforts for seniors in healthcare, transportation, housing, and safety. The Aspen Police asked that the Roaring Fork residents help out and be a champion for the Bears. They offer a few steps to help alleviate human-bear conflicts and set a good example. 1. If you see an officer in caution tape around town, please keep moving and encourage onlookers to do the same. 2. Don't post pictures of bears in trees to your Facebook, Instagram, or other social media accounts. It only creates bigger crowds showing up for bear viewing. And 3. Encourage your peers to join the Aspen Bears Selfie Strike by sharing the Aspen Police's most recent Facebook post to show your support for our local bears. For Andy Zanka Youth News, I'm Quinn Wells.
Colorado Senator Cory Gardner voted for the 2017 National Defense Authorization Act. Gardner authored two of the included amendments. The first requires the Secretary of Defense to report to Congress on the capabilities and activities of ISIS and other violent groups in Southeast Asia. The second requires a report from Comptroller General of the United States on Department of Defense critical telecommunications equipment and services obtained from suppliers closely linked to cyber threat actors, including China, Iran, Russia, and North Korea. Gardner states this legislation bolsters our missile defense capabilities to counter North Korea aggression, includes much deserved pay raise for our troops, and commits additional resources to defeat ISIS. Earlier in the week, Gardner called on China and 20 additional countries to cease diplomatic and economic ties with North Korea. In a letter he wrote, "I ask your governments to support these necessary and important steps to isolate this belligerent regime." For Andy Zanka Youth News, I'm Mountain Maze.
Roaring Fork Schools is hiring both a full-time and a half-time school nurse for district health services, previous school experience, and CDE school nurse licensure are huge pluses, as is the ability to speak Spanish. Roaring Fork Schools is also seeking classroom support staff, general maintenance workers, and office support staff. Aspen Film announced its 2017 Film Fest lineup. 20 films have been selected from hundreds screened for the 39th annual Aspen Film Fest. They will be shown at the Wheeler Opera House and the ISIS Theater in Aspen and the Crystal Theater in Carbondale. For complete program details and festival lineup, visit aspenfilm.org. Speaking of Aspen, fall colors are expected to peak this and next week. For Andy Zanka Youth News, I'm Laura Carmona.